We now know the two groups. Well, we know 95% of what the groups is going to be. Don't we know what Donegal and Dublin's going to face in Tyrone Roscommon? Monaghan leading comfortably in their round four qualifier at the moment. It looks like they're going to go in alongside Kildare, Galway and Kerry. Before I asked you in the performance of Tyrone and Roscommon yesterday, again, it's a bit of a thorn in the side. It's an issue that has been talked about since we won the Ulster title, that how unfair it is, particularly to the provincial winners like Donegal. But they're not getting a home game. They're not able to play the first game in the Super 8 in Balbofey.
Yeah, well, I think that's something definitely, I totally agree with you there, that'll definitely change, Oisín, from now on. That, suppose they say these teething problems and that there, but this definitely is teething problems, you know, with the way, you know, they thought that it was the right thing to do was to play the first game as being the provincial winners playing each other in Croke Park in a neutral venue in the big game. But looking at it now, the four provincial winners should have home advantage in the first round. You have to have some advantage by winning your province. Now, actually, none of the four of them play. They play their home game last, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen, but some of them could be out of the competition by then, and it's not a matter. So I think they've got that in completely wrong. I think that's something that they definitely will take a look at. I would say next year you'll find that they'll have a home game first, and then probably the Croke Park game will be second, the neutral game, and then you'll be away third. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the Super 8s, because other than Mayo, I think Monaghan's going to be there today. I think they're still, well, they were 5 points ahead there the last time we checked against Leash. So you're going to have Monaghan there as well. So other than Mayo, I mean, Kildare have definitely come back to the table. We talked a lot about them. Roscommon are still up there in that area. They played Division 2 last year, but they're back in Division 1 again. So you have, other than Mayo, you probably have the top 8 teams in the country. So really looking forward to it. And it's going to be a big game starting next weekend. There'll be great games in Croke Park. I mean, you could have two full houses next weekend, but suppose a lot of people are asking the question, if England won the semi-final, should the Kerry Galway game? And I mean, I thought Donegal would be playing on the Sunday, because normally they play Dublin on the Sunday, Oisín, at 4 o'clock. But they made a decision, because they figured out if the World Cup final was on, they wouldn't get a big enough crowd there. But why did they make the decision to go head to head? If England's in the World Cup final, there'll not be 20,000-25,000 in Croke Park for that match.
Yeah. What about Donegal's opposition then? What about Tyrone and Roscommon? What do you make of their performances yesterday? Roscommon had to come from behind against Armagh, but ran out easy winners in the end. Tyrone weren't really troubled by Cork yesterday down in Port Leash, so they weren't. But the objective was beat what's in front of you and get to the last eight.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Just as you said, beat what's in front of you and get to the last eight, and that's what they've done. And they're building momentum, like Tyrone are probably building momentum. You know, I didn't see the bite in them. Yes, they're watching, and maybe they didn't have to do that. They would have maybe against a Donegal or a Monaghan or maybe even a Dublin. They would have to have that. But they're where they want to be. You know, they've got Mark Bradley came on yesterday and scored a goal. They're getting their injured players back. And you know, they're coming to form at the right time, and that's what you need to do. And, you know, they were disappointed, the Monaghan defeat them, yes, but they've got that out of their system now. And they're moving on. So, yeah, they'll have a couple of... Next week's game between Tyrone and Roscommon and Croke Park will be a great match. Roscommon have a lot of quality forwards now, and the forwards will give most defences.
Who's the bigger pitch?
And the bigger pitch might suit them and everything else. And suppose Tyrone's last big game in Croke Park, if we take it, was the match against Dublin and the championship last year, you know, where they didn't perform, you know. So listen, yeah, it's a big game. It's a big game for Tyrone, and I mean, it's a big game because it's important when you meet the team that comes through the back door, whoever wins it, it gives that starter 2 points, because you could end up with a situation where, you know, Donegal Tyrone in the last game in Balbofey could become a massive game. You know, you'd hope that's why it's important that even Dublin beat you, any of the teams, they beat them, is to keep the score down. It'll be important, because if it goes, it's head to head first, but if you have three teams on the same points, it'll go on scoring average. Take it, that's what's going to happen. So yeah, they're all big games, they're massive games, and you know, they've only got our own game against Dublin's going to be massive, but Tyrone, definitely the momentum's with them. They'll have no fear of Roscommon, and that's a 50-50 game. I like Roscommon, I wouldn't rule them out. They were the one team that won yesterday. They got beaten in the provincial final, so don't rule Roscommon out, but you still expect Tyrone to win it.
Yeah, okay then, Martin. Well, Donegal are going in as Ulster champions, which is a huge shot in the arm. It's a big boost for them. Tyrone and Roscommon have built momentum through the qualifiers. Which of those scenarios gives the team an edge going into the quarterfinals?
Well,
is it better to go in with momentum, or is it better to go in as a provincial winner?
Well, people say you're better going in as a provincial winner because, you know, the momentum's with you then and everything else, but you haven't played for weeks. Now they say, is it better playing games every week, or will you be tired of that going into that match or something? You know, maybe that's what people said yesterday about Armagh and Roscommon, that Armagh were tired. But then look at Kildare, didn't look very tired against Fermanagh in that game, or Tyrone didn't look tired against Cork. So I think it's a 50-50. Both ways is good. The one thing you're better off not doing is getting beaten in the provincial finals is a disaster. It's very hard to recover from it. Very, very hard to recover from that. So I just think that There's no advantage there, really, Oisin. I don't see either way it's good. Yeah. You have a rest if you won your provincial title. You have a couple of weeks off. With the other way, you're building momentum. You could pick up injuries and everything else. So I don't see any wild advantage in it. It's the way it is. And I suppose it's looking down the road at eight groups of four. They're going to do away with the provincial championships. They're only moving there. The Super 8, because the Super 8 will be very exciting. And they'll say, this is great. This is what we need. But it's too late where the hurling comes earlier. And then they'll end up down the road. The provincial championships will be done away with. And we'll have eight groups of four anyway. So we'll be fair to everybody there.
Yeah. We're here in Ballyliffin for the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. There's been a change to the leaderboard once again. George Capello, Russell Knox and Ryan Fox now all share the lead on 13 under as they head to their closing holes of the final round. The overnight leader, Eric Van Rooyen, is at 12 under. He is one off that leading trio. So we have this exciting finish. The big crowds are out watching it on the course, and there is a big chance of a playoff here to decide who's going to be the winner in Ballyliffin. But back to the Gaelic games, Martin. Dublin against Donegal. No Patrick McBertie for Donegal. There was a number of the players down here over the last couple of days watching the golf. Michael Murphy was here as well. They're in relaxed mood, so they are ahead of the game. It's a match I'm sure the players are looking forward to. But how can you see this game going next Saturday night?
Well, look, it's great. The one thing you want to do is play Dublin in Croke Park, and as you do, we're the last team to beat them in Croke Park in 2014. You know, so look at that there, and Dublin are going to be ready for you. They still feel the OU one definitely in the championship from that point of view, and they'll be figuring out that this is their really first big test, so they'll be ready. And I mean, they're very, very strong, and what they have over other teams at Dublin is their bench. You know, they've beaten Mayo in the last couple of Ireland finals because of their bench. They were able to match the Mayo, but they just didn't have the bench to match them. They've had a quality coming off the bench. It was hard to compete with that. Yeah, without Patrick McBertie, and, you know, he is the best inside forward in the modern game, because it's not easy to play as an inside forward in the modern game. It's very hard to play, but he was patient and everything else, and he'd get the ball and he would, you know, create that problem inside for other teams, and his physical power, his strength, his pace and everything. He's a massive blow to Donegal to lose him. And you know, the other thing is, it always took two men to mark him. That there is a big blow to have. Who we put inside, God only knows who they're going to go with. It could be, you know, they could make a decision, but Orr McNeil is in there. They could go with Michael Murphy inside. They could be Michael Langan, who played a bit inside. You know, there's different players, but they're going to have to try to, I would say, put a big man in if they can, along with Jamie Brennan, to keep that system where you're big and small man. Look at,
it's a game the boys are going to be up for, Mark.
Yeah, they're going to be. Oh, they'll be big time up for it, and they'll really look forward to it. I mean, this is where you've got to test yourself with the best. I mean, we look at it. Donegal haven't played any of the top 7-8 teams in the country yet. We have to. That's the way it is. That's the system it was. It's not their fault. The beat was put in front of them. But this is the first real big test for them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they had a good league match against Dublin and Croke Park. But Patrick McBertie was the best player in the field that day. So just this is the Dublin team are not as good as they were, Oisin. They're not as good as they were, but they're still the best. Yeah. But they're definitely not as good as they were going back, you know, 2 years ago, I would say, particularly they're slipping a bit, definitely, and they know that themselves. But in saying that, and the quality of Cluxon, Fenton, Dean Rock, Kieran Kilkenny and Conor Callaghan, I mean, they are the top players in this country at the minute, so they've got a lot of quality about them. So yeah, they're looking forward to it. The matchups will be very important to get right, and the start will be very important to get right, but it's hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well. But if it's a game that there's something to take out of for Donegal, be it an exceptional performance, be it a victory, if it happens, there's not too many saying that Donegal is going to win at Croke Park. Dublin are seen as the favourites, but a strong showing by Donegal have them in a good place for the next tie.
Yeah,
Roscommon is heading to Hyde Park.
Yeah, because that's going to be a very difficult tie in Hyde Park. Roscommon are very hard to beat down there. And the last time we played them in the league 2 years ago, wasn't it, down there, we just beat through by a point, scraped our way through it by a point. So looking from Donegal's point of view, that's going to be a tough match the second game, but you have to stay in the competition. So yeah, what you want to do against Dublin is stay in the match. You know, if you do lose it, only try to lose it by a couple of points, which keeps the scoring average very important. That becomes very, very important. So important to play to the end. Look at, you go to win the match and you try to win the game. It's going to be tough. I mean, you're playing, you know, the All-Ireland champions who are going, what are they going for, 3 in a row, is it now? Yeah. And that, so you look at it from that point of view, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. But in saying that, you're there on merit, and you know, this is the time now to get to Croke Park and express ourselves. We have a lot of very good young footballers there, a lot of very good young footballers coming, and we allow ourselves to express ourselves and do that and let these players express themselves. And this is the real test. This is the test. You put your young lads up against these lads, and then we'll really know next Saturday evening where we are, and we do know the future is bright with all the young lads, but we'll know more next Saturday evening.
And just finally then on the Tyrone game, which is going to be the last game at home, of course an arch nemesis of Donegal, where the neighbours, it could be the game that decides who goes through, maybe along with Dublin and the campaign. Are you better off meeting Tyrone at home than on the road?
Yeah, you always like the home championship game, and what a match it's going to be.
Yeah.
We know all those big battles we had against Tyrone this last while between Ulster finals and first round of Ulster. I'll never forget the 2013 game in Balbuffet. I never witnessed tension like it before that match in Balbuffet. So this is going to be great. And hopefully the way it is that both the two teams are still in it, that both of us have beaten Roscommon and maybe even beaten Dublin, whatever, that we're still in that stage, and that game becomes it's going to become a great game. And that's the kind of matches that you want in Balbuffet, and we want them, and we're really looking forward to it. So hopefully by the time we play in Balbuffet, it'll be one hell of a game, and there'll be some crowd, and there'll be some job getting tickets for that match. Yeah. if that happens like that, Oisín.
Yeah, there certainly will. On the golf, 13 under now, we're back to a four-way tie. George Capello, Russell Knox, Ryan Fox and Eric Van Rooyen. What a battle this is. They're on the back nine. The likes of Capello's in 17, Knox and Fox in 15, Van Rooyen on 13, all tied for 13. This is some battle, Martin. You're a golf man too. That's
unbelievable. It's great. With the tiebreak, it's what made it. It's important thing with the whole weekend being brilliant. We needed a very tight finish, and we're definitely going to get it.
Yeah, definitely going to get it. Right, just back to the Super 8s. Monaghan have beaten Laois. So they have. It's finished up 19 points to 111. So that's a 19-14 victory for Monaghan. They're into the Super 8s along with Kildare, Kerry and Galway. What do you make of that group, Martin?
Yeah, that's a tough group. I'm glad. I was down at the Kildare for Manor game last night, and I'm just glad the Kildare's not in our group. I was very, very impressed with them. They're the biggest and most physical team I've seen in a long, long time playing Gaelic football. They did a warm-up like a rugby team would do a warm-up before the game. Their power, physical strength. Interesting, I know Fermanagh didn't recover and lost their final and they were poor on the day, but Kildare blew them away with sheer physical strength, power and level of fitness and pace. This is a good Kildare team, and their game against Monaghan next week in Croke Park, them two games, it'll be worth going up on Saturday for the games and stay Sunday for the matches and watch these two games on Sunday, because they're going to be two hell of a games. Don't rule this Kildare team out. I was excited about them. They've got the bit between their teeth, and they are the team going in with all the momentum, and it was Newbridge or nowhere, and now they're saying Kildare for Sam. So that's the next thing that they're singing now the last night. And when the team came off after doing the warm up, they got a standing ovation coming off the field. I never witnessed anything like it. The only time was wanting me and you were down in Kerry, where Gooch Cooper got a standing ovation because he was coming back from a cruciate ligament. He was training on the field beforehand. I never seen a team getting a standing ovation when they came off. Fermanagh were beaten before the ball was thrown in. Massive support. Look at their back, and they're back with a bang, and Monaghan are in for a hard day. But it's got two physically strong teams head-to-head. It's a big game for both them teams. You still feel that Kerry are the best team in that group. Galway feel they've a very good chance. Talking to Galway people, Paddy Talley was at the match yesterday. They feel they've a very good chance of beating Kerry. First game important for them. They feel it's important to beat them because they have to go to Newbridge. They have to go to Newbridge to play, and the second game, they've got to Newbridge to play in front of 8,000 to play Kildare. So that's a tough group. You know, people thought they end up, you know, it wouldn't have been, but it is. They're two good groups. They're two tough, very strong, tough groups. And it'd be great to get through to the semi-final.
Okay, finally then. Who's going to be the parents that's going to come out of these two groups and be the semi-final in the All-Ireland Series? We're 6 days out from the start of the Super 8s. Would you put your head in the block, Martin?
Yeah, I'll it's hard to know. I'll go for Donegal and Dublin because the provincial winners to come through in that group. I normally don't go for Donegal, but I just think that we're good enough, you know, to get have a good performance against Dublin and hopefully beat Roscommon down in Roscommon, and then then have the home game against Tyrone and won that, and that'll get us through, hopefully. I still think Galway and Kerry may be another group. You could end up with the two of them going through. Just don't rule this Kildare team out. I need to see them better tested to make a comment on that. People tell me I'm not convinced about Galway. So I wouldn't rule out, I'll go for Kerry there, and I wouldn't rule any of the other three out. Yeah, you'd have to say a wee bit of advantage Galway, but I wouldn't rule out Monaghan or Kildare. Now, Monaghan don't seem to have got back. Whatever happened, the Fermanagh game, they don't seem to have recovered from it. Maybe they even today struggled over Laois. Got there, but struggled. So listen, if I go Kerry and maybe Kildare, say Kildare, as a dark horse.